This is a project that's been ongoing for several years now. This is actually the third year we've been working on this. And just a little background, we see Tommy surveys gen energy use. It accounts for about 25% of the variable costs at gens, and that's the second largest source after labor. And at some gens, it's probably the biggest source. We see that average electricity cost is nearly about $4 per bale, fuel cost a little over $1 per bale, but there's a large variation between gens. See the electricity cost that range there from under $2 to over $10, and fuel cost it's even more. And we see with just electricity use as well, some of our audits in the past surveys have shown we have some gens using near 20 kilowatt hours per bale, while some gens are using 70, 80 kilowatt hours per bale. So what we wanted to do here is we wanted to monitor individual motor loads and the total gen electricity consumption throughout the ginning season. This isn't something that had been done before. People just took one measurement or looked at the utility bills to get an idea of an average throughout the season. So we did this in 2012. Want to compare it to the past season's data. Also measured airflow and dryer temperatures to estimate fuel use. Added some additional measurements comparing this to the past season's data. Want to identify some factors that affect energy use so we can come up with some improved management strategies and some technology that might help save some energy and money. So again, we've monitored electricity use at these two gens from 2010 through 2012. And how we did this, we've got some current transducers that, you know, at the disconnects, we just snapped them on the wires. And then at our motor control centers, we monitor both the current and the voltage. This gives us the total power and power factor for each motor control center in the gen. To calculate fuel use, basically measured airflow and temperature. Installed some pitot tubes, also thermocouples, and measured ambient temperature and humidity in the gen. This is just some images of that. It's kind of dark there and here, but that's after the second stage seed cotton dryer. You see, this is after the pipe goes down in the floor before it picks up under the stick machine there. And we see our pitot tube and thermocouple. Also, here's a moisture restoration unit. You see the thermocouple there right above the burner where they're adding water. The pitot tube's downstream after the fan, so you can't see it in that picture. Just to give you an idea, there are a lot of measurements we made, so you see this data logger here with all these wires in the box. And so what we did was we just used the bale press pump motor current to divide all the data we collected into individual bales. And from that, we calculated ginning rate, average power demand, electricity use, fuel use for each bale. We looked at some correlation between energy parameters, processing rate, ambient temperature. To calculate fuel use for the first and second stage seed cotton dryers, and also the burner that heats air that's added to the lint slide, or the dry air heater is one of the brand names for it, it's just based on heat transfer to the air. And there's a method in the Jenner's handbook. If y'all wanted to do this at your gens, you can just do this. I measured a few more things to try and get a little more accurate estimate. For the moisture restoration system, you're also adding water that you're heating up. So to calculate that, we just assume that the air is saturated after that moisture is added. There's some questions whether that's the best assumption to make, but we've collected some more data to try and get a better handle on that this year. This one gym we were in, the management collects a lot of data, which is useful for us. So they gave us module numbers and bale weights, and so we're able to figure out whether it was a round module being ginned or a conventional module. And we wanted to see if there's a difference in fuel use for the different module types. You know, we've heard some reports from Jenner's, you know, about some advantages of the new module types. And also looking at where in the module that bale is, if it's at the end or in the middle, if that makes a difference. So here's the data for electricity use we've had. Only part of the data for 2012 has been analyzed, so it's preliminary for that. But we see at the Mid-South gen, we're pretty consistent there. We go from 31.5 to 30.3 over 2 years. And the Southeast gen, we see a little more difference there. They got under 26 in 2011, and it's a little higher so far for what we've analyzed in 2012. And we see that decrease of the Mid-South Gen, their processing rate increased slightly. They had made some changes and had increased their processing rate by just about a bale per hour, but it saved them a little bit of electricity. The Southeast Gen, we saw that large decrease. It was about 2 kilowatt hours per bale in 2011 over 2010. And what they had done was they had speeded up their bale press, and their processing rate increased from around 39 bales per hour to about 44. It's been a little higher this year. We haven't analyzed all the data to see what exactly the reason for that is. If they've added some equipment, I think it's pretty much the same setup. May have had some weather differences that slow their ginning rate down. One thing we found, and there's been some other work that we've published on this, that shows how that electricity use is pretty much completely dependent upon the processing rate at the gin. It's inversely related to it, and we've seen that every year we've collected data. It's a pretty consistent relationship. So on to fuel use here, and this is some newer data. So we see for the first stage drying, the Mid-South Gen, it used just over a liter per bale, or in metric in 2011, that's about a third of a gallon. Used a little less in 2012, that's down to a quarter of a gallon. The Mid-South Gen, they started ginning pretty early both seasons. I think it was actually in August in 2011, it was September in 2012, and had some pretty dry, warm weather. So they didn't need a lot of fuel to dry cotton. So those are some pretty low numbers for fuel use compared to what we've seen in some of the surveys that Tommy Valco has done. The Southeast Gen, they used a little more fuel for drying. You'll see there it's up around 4/10 of a gallon both years. Second stage drying, there's not nearly as much fuel used there. And in 2011, the Mid-South Gen didn't even turn their burner on there. The moisture restoration system, we see that's a pretty significant source of fuel use at these gins. And again, these are gins where, it's pretty warm, dry weather for most of the season. So we see that, the Mid-South Gen, we're somewhere quarter of a gallon in 2011. About half that in 2012. And we see a little more of the Southeast Gen, actually. So for our total fuel use in 2012, the Mid-South Gen used about a liter and a half per bale, or 4/10 of a gallon. And for the Southeast Gen, it's about 4 liters per bale, or just about a gallon per bale. We see, both seasons, as I said, in the Mid-South Gen, it was pretty dry. With that moisture restoration system, one reason why they probably used less in 2012 is it was cooler. So in 2012, with their ginning season started later. So I'm thinking in 2011 they had some drier bales that they really had to try and get some moisture into to be able to press them out efficiently and not slow down at the bale press. The Southeast Gen, it used slightly more fuel in 2012. Not really sure why the moisture restoration system numbers were that different. We didn't have a lot of bales with data in 2011. That might be why. And we see at both gins, there's a lot of fuel that was used to get moisture back into the bale, and that's at the moisture restoration unit and also at the burner heating that air that's added at the lint slot. And it was about 40% at the Mid-South Gen, 53% at the other gin. And now, I'm not saying that you need to stop doing that, because obviously when you're getting 70 cents a pound, your producers are, for that moisture, that's pretty significant there. And also, we don't want to slow down the bale press, so it's something you've got to do from a processing standpoint as well. But we've done some work at the lab looking at adding some moisture before the gin stand to preserve fiber quality parameters, and that might be something that would also save some energy if you can get some moisture in there. And that was using just not a heated steam there, but that was before the gin stand, and so that's a little different system, and it might be something worth investigating again. And this is kind of shows kind of a display of the fuel use for the different systems. versus the processing rate at the gym. So we see, you know, there we go, on our y-axis here, this is the fuel use, and this graph here is the first stage seed cotton dryer. The bales per hour is on the x-axis. And for those seed cotton dryers, we see a lot of variation in the data. And that's probably due to seed cotton moisture content. And so, and also some other things, and like the ambient temperature plays a role. Now with our moisture restoration unit, and particularly the small dryer heater, that just, they're more dependent on processing rate. And we got calculated some correlations between processing rate, temperature, and fuel use. And we see for every system, processing rate has a pretty strong negative correlation with the fuel use. In other words, if you gin faster, you use less fuel. Temperature, in most cases, it has a negative correlation as well. In other words, you have warmer weather, you use less fuel. That's not surprising for some of this, is, you know, it's warmer air, doesn't require as much energy to heat it. And in both places, the cooler weather is associated usually with wetter weather. But we do see at the Mid-South Gen, actually the warmer weather led to more fuel use for that humid air unit. So I want to talk quickly about some module effects. This is from just the 2011 data at the Southeast Gen. And we see we've got less fuel used with our round modules. We're looking at the first stage dryer, about a liter, just over a quarter of a gallon for the rounds. Conventionals, we've got a liter and a half per bale, which is about 4/10 of a gallon. And that was significantly different for all systems at that gym. And what we observe here, we see this is just a plot of that first stage seed cotton dryer versus for each bale, continuous bale coming out. So we see with the conventional modules, you know, this is actually six modules, and you see there's actually, I think, 9 or 10 peaks. But most of these correspond to the end of the module, or near the end, where we're seeing some increased fuel use, like right in there and there. And then in the center of the module, we have much less. Now, the round modules, they stay pretty consistently at the same level. You know, we see pretty low fuel use there, and then this round module here had a little higher fuel use. It was a little wetter. But we don't see those end effects really like we do with the conventional modules. And this is kind of by the bale position. There wasn't any effect for the round modules. This is what I was illustrating with those last graphs. But we see with those conventional modules, it's higher at the end. And that bale position one, that's a bale on the end of a module. And then as we move in, two is second bale from the end. And we see that for both seed cotton dryers, that fuel use decreases as you move to the center. So to wrap up here, our monitor gens, the fuel use, these were pretty efficient gens, used 30 and 26 kilowatt hours per bale in 2012. Similar to past years, fuel use varied more. Processing rate is a primary factor affecting electricity use. It significantly influences fuel use. There's a wide variation in fuel use, though, and we see, you know, temperature plays a role. Seed cotton moisture does, which haven't had the best way to measure that yet, but we've been working on that. There's more fuel used with the conventional modules at the gen we have data for than the round modules, and it's largely due to the ends of those modules being wetter and requiring more fuel to dry. Some things we're going to continue this analysis with the data we've got. I'll look a little, see what kind of heat loss we have in the drying system, look at some other factors. So kind of quick recommendations. You want to operate your gen as full capacity as often as possible. And this saves you labor, electricity. It's kind of a pretty basic principle there, but something we need to pay attention to. Minimize downtime. You know, schedule preventative maintenance ahead of time so, you know, you don't have a sudden breakdown and have to shut down for a few hours. Capacity gains and energy savings can be made, making sure your gens are, all your gen stands are fully loaded, Something we've seen in this work is that often that last gen stand isn't loaded fully. Minimizing use of pneumatic conveying systems, they're the big energy source in the gen. And ensuring that cotton enters your gen at suitable moisture content, that's important for maximizing your rate, processing rate, and minimizing fuel use. So you need to make sure module covers are in good condition. And you know, it's always a challenge to get some producers to build modules in good locations and build them properly, but that's an important step with the conventional modules. And I guess that's one of the advantages of the newer systems is they kind of take that potential for human error out. So I'd like to thank our cooperating gens. They've been very helpful in this process. Tommy Valco and the Genners Associations have, you know, collected the survey data and provided a lot of good information for this, and Cotton Incorporated for funding this. I think I'm out of time, so.
No, you're doing good. Any questions?
Help me just a minute. How much savings per bale do you think it's different?
Per module?
Per bale.
Round versus conventional, or?
Yeah, well, the difference is the savings with the round versus conventional.
Okay, yeah, I kind of went through that quickly.
Yeah,
one more slide. Like I said, that moisture restoration system data, I don't have a lot of bales for that, but the seed cotton dry, and this is just one gen, so it's going to depend a lot. It's going to vary a lot from gen to gen based on your setup, how you operate. But at this gen, we see, you know, we're saving about a tenth of a gallon at the first stage dryer and almost that much at the second stage. They didn't really use their second stage much on the round modules, but you see, you know, they had to. So we're saving about 2/10 of a gallon there between the seed cotton dryers.
Is that one round module or two?
This is per bale. I'm sorry I don't have that on the slide, but that fuel use is per bale. So it's a per bale. So it's comparing apples and apples there. So.
Was the generator rate the same?
It was. I don't have this data on the slide. I think there really wasn't much difference between the two. Yeah, it would, but I need to go back and look at that, but I'm pretty certain, as I recall, that there wasn't a lot of difference between the gen rate.
Of course, it depends on the weather. We know when it's raining and what you got on the lot with those conventionals and some good data. Any more questions?
What kind of unwrapping distance were they using? What kind of transportation system were they using to make a round module to the gen?
Okay. This gen here has a Stover system, I believe, to unwrap it. And they transport, both of them just transport it on module trucks. The other gen, which I don't have the data for the effects of the module type, they've got a spider system, I believe. So. Yeah, they're automated unwrapping systems. They just, and they both use module trucks like most of the gens in this area.
Any more questions?
Appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you.